A handful of bills regarding election ethics reform are making their way through the state legislature. Although the bills have been introduced, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports these bills do not have a certain future.
National and state elections have become big business in this country. Aside from all the super PAC money that has flooded elections in the wake of the Supreme Court Citizens United decision, corporations have long used their independent subsidiaries to give more money to candidates. But Senate Bill 109 would curb that practice. State Senator Bruce Maylock introduced that bill. He says that, for the purposes of campaign contributions, multiple corporations with the same majority shareholder would be considered as one entity.
We have had situations, not just this year, but even in years past, where an individual might own several corporations. They set up maybe a corporation for each separate business entity that they have, and then they might contribute $20,000, $30,000 to a candidate by using $2,000 out of each separate corporation.
Senator Maylock acknowledges that finding out who owns a corporation isn't a simple task, so he says that the only penalty that his bill would apply is that a candidate would have to return the excess contributions if found to have taken more than allowed by state election laws. But he says that if his bill does become a reality, policing those political contributions will be up to those who have the most to lose from such contributions.
Quite frankly, beyond self-policing, it's probably an opponent that would raise an issue with the Ethics Commission that, hey, this person accepted these contributions from John Doe Corporation number one, John Doe Corporation number two, John Doe Corporation number three, and then the Ethics Commission would make an inquiry, and if it was found to be a violation, then the candidate accepting those contributions would have to return them.
Senator Maylock has also introduced a bill aimed at curbing candidates' use of campaign funds to purchase tickets to other candidates' fundraisers. He says that in recent years, it has become increasingly common practice for a candidate to hold a ticketed event with a small audience consisting of other candidates with plenty of money in their campaign war chests to spread around to other campaigns. Senator Maylock says that some of these events have had ticket prices of up to $2,000.
To me, it was a little bit past the smell test on whether that actually benefited that person's campaign. It seemed like just a way to transfer campaign funds from one candidate to another. And so I simply filed this bill that says the use of campaign funds to purchase a ticket to a fundraising event held by another candidate would be considered taking campaign funds as personal income, which is not allowed.
But Maylock has used his own campaign's money to attend fundraisers in the past. He admits that when Mike Beebe first ran for governor, he used campaign money to attend one of Beebe's fundraisers, but Maylock justifies the use as a campaign expense because he met other people at the event who contributed to his cause. But both of Senator Maylock's bills are in limbo. He says that both bills have been placed on the deferred list for the Senate State Agencies and Governmental Affairs Committee, but he is not accepting defeat.
I understand there's going to be some other ethics-related bills filed, and I'm going to see how they mesh with the bills that I've filed. And quite frankly, right now, I'm not certain I've got the votes to get them out of committee. But at some point, I will run these bills.
And speaking of other ethics legislation, a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would introduce comprehensive ethics reform to the state was introduced last week in the Arkansas House of Representatives. While House Joint Resolution 1009 was filed as a shell bill with few details, sponsor Warwick Sabin says that the bill would include some elements of last year's Regnat populist movement, a drive that would have gotten the issue of ethics reform on the ballot had it gathered enough signatures. Representative Sabin, a Democrat from Little Rock, filed the resolution on deadline day for proposing constitutional amendments.
Those three principles include the gift ban for elected representatives, what sometimes is known as the Walmart rule. It also would extend the cooling off period for lobbying from 1 year to 2 years. And the last thing it would do, it would ban corporate contributions to political campaigns. And, you know, as I've been working through this session trying to gain, you know, bipartisan support and consensus for those three elements, it's emerged that, you know, people would be willing to do that if it was also combined with other reforms to the service of elected officials.
One of those other reforms would be to move the responsibility of raising legislators' salaries into the hands of an independent citizens' commission. Republican Senator John Woods of Springdale is one of the co-sponsors of the proposed amendment. He says that Arkansas wouldn't be the first state to implement an independent salary commission.
There's been a handful of other states that have recently passed independent citizens commission groups, and usually the appointments come from the speaker of each chamber. So we're looking at doing, let's just say, maybe three from the House speaker and two from the Senate speaker, and it'll be a total of five, and you have one individual that can break the tie, and then it'll switch in alternating years, and it'll go three to the Senate, maybe 4 years later, and then two in the House. So the three and two appointments would switch from each side.
The fifth reform would involve stretching term limits for state legislators. Currently, legislators are limited to serving 6 years in the House of Representatives and 8 years in the state Senate. But Woods says that the proposed amendment would allow legislators to serve 16 years total in the legislature, and that those 16 years could be split between the two chambers as a candidate desires. But Representative Sabin says that it's not always easy for an elected official to introduce ethics legislation.
Certainly a reason why sometimes legislators don't file ethics legislation is because they're worried that their colleagues may find it obtrusive and annoying and, you know, would hurt their chances to pass other legislation. Or, you know, they're worried about making certain lobbyists or other interests upset at them by limiting the ability of those interests to have influence. And what I've been trying to do is work behind the scenes on a bipartisan basis with all of my colleagues in an open and transparent way to say to them, look, you know, these are ethics reforms that the people want.
Representative Sabin says that if the legislature doesn't pass these ethics reforms, they are liable to pass in 2 years' time at the ballot box when Ragnat Populous tries again to put its ethics reform proposal before the people of Arkansas. Senator Woods says that he hopes that the issue of ethics reform can be taken up by the legislature.
And I think what Ragnat Populous is doing is fantastic. I really like what they're doing. You know, they're going to continue to collect their signatures, and I think that what they're doing will get on the ballot and it will pass. So here's an opportunity for us all to get together and have a real discussion. They've informed us that if we do make this one of the three that we refer out, that they would, you know, it wouldn't be necessary for them to collect signatures, and that they would just get behind this and support this. And if I can, it's helping them not have to worry about collecting signatures all summer and submitting signatures and verifying signatures for the next year and a half, and I'm glad that I can do that for them.
But whether HJR 1009 will be one of three constitutional amendment proposals forwarded out of committee remains to be determined. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.